You gotta go to the big ragu show, eh?
Yeah, we're going. Yeah,
the ragu festival. Maybe I could tag along. That'd be fun. You know, we could do the mosh pit.
Well, actually,
throw me around. Put me on the mosh pit. Pass me around. You know?
Yeah, goat.
Crank it up, fuckers.
Well,
what? The goat's losing it.
Oh, we only have 3 tickets.
Boy, that hurts.
Yeah, but we're still gonna go anyway.
You're gonna go and you're gonna have a good time, and I'm gonna sit on the truck and fucking watch my cock get smaller.
Rhyme
and treason.
Episode 151 coming at ya in the pit.
Yeah.
Everybody's in the pit, been in the pit, hopefully. That's what this episode's about. Moshing, being in the pit. No way out of shit.
But there's rules to the pit, man. Like, you can't just, like, get in the pit and be a complete fucking asshole to everybody. Like, there's rules.
Exactly.
You gotta show respect.
Helping women up when they get knocked down.
Yeah, that's most definitely number one. Like, be respectful to women. Don't grope them. Don't fucking... Come on, man. Like, seriously? Is that really, like... That's your thing? You're gonna grab some girl?
I bet it's a ton of boots.
Like, that girl's got more balls than you, you fucking pussy piece of shit.
Exactly. And just the asshole that comes in, starts slamming you in the back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That happened to me at a show not that long ago. And this fucking cocksucker slammed me in the back, like, three different times. And, like, the second time I turned around and I was like, hey, knock it the fuck off. The third time he did it, I was like, this is your last warning, bro. Then he slams in to the guys next to me, who just so also happened to be a couple, right? And then says something about them being faggots. Well, I about lost my shit. I pushed this dude back into the center of the pit and was nose to nose with him, looking down on him by like 5 or 6 inches, and was like, you piece of shit. Like, you need to go on fucking time out. Like, you do not belong here. You do not understand. You don't respect. You have no idea what you're doing. Get the fuck out. And he didn't know what to say. He had what no idea what to say.
All right, for clarification, what concert was this?
God damn it. What show was it?
Kind of important.
It is. Yeah, no, I get it. It was at Ace of Spades, one of the worst venue names ever.
Empire Club was way better.
Yeah, but it was not Buckethead, who I saw there. That was really good.
Nice.
Was it The Sword? I think it may have been The Sword. Some, like, metal douchebaggery bullshit fucking...
So you didn't get beat up at The Sword, but you encountered a dude.
Oh, no, like, I scared this dude so bad, he went home to mama, like...
Live at Treason Radio. Here we go, in the pit.
But as DJ Matador is laughing right now because he doesn't believe this story, because he knows me well enough to know
such gnarlier stories
that I am not like the kind of guy to go aggro on somebody in a pit. And the fact that I didn't even have to lay a hand on this guy. I didn't have to punch him in the mouth like I wanted to. I shamed him publicly so bad that he turned around and walked away and left. And was never to be seen again. Which is, like, the only reason why I tell the story. Because it was really so much more satisfying than it was punching him in the mouth or throat like I really wanted to.
Alright. So anyway, violence in the pit. DJ Gower's a pacifist, apparently.
I'm a hippie in the pit. What can I say?
Here comes some mosh pit music. I gotta give a shout out to Anthrax. I saw him recently. I feel like it was in the 80s.
Get the pit!
Caught in the mosh. Here comes Rhyme.
And sweaty, greasy, dirty metal elbows of treason.
Shit.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
the way from the hills of Holly Weird, welcome Paige!
Take a piece of concrete, stick it in my face. I like to play with razor blades, I hate the human race. Kick it when I'm down, come up and rip my shirt. My dad'll buy another one, especially if I'm hurt. Cause I dig pain, feeling in my brain. The scratching, the matching, the clawing, the chasing, the giving, the getting, torn apart, that we try to say. I dig pain. I love to do the pogo, and I love to do the slam. But it's nothing like the feeling of a knife tucked in my hand. Now you can never stop me from being what I choose. And if you try to shut me up, just kid, you're gonna lose. Cause I dig pain, feel it in my brain. It's crushing, the bouncing, the flying, the trashing, giving, the getting, it's all the blind I've been trying to say. I dig pain.
I mean, I don't get it. It's not as if they're underprivileged from the ghetto.
The suburbs can be a ghetto too, John. An overprivileged kid can get just as lost.
Try finding an identity in a place where every house is the same.
Well, why don't you explain about the violence?
You can't. And that's why it's the perfect antisocial protest against the 9-to-5 world.
Well, I think it's a convenient excuse for troublemakers to mess up the system.
Yeah, I dig pain! Feeling in my brain. Discussion, the passion, the clone, the treasure, the giving and again, and the joy of life that I'm trying to say. I dig pain.
We'll be right back. just got to the Sarlacc pit.
What's that?
It's this disgusting, horrible creature that's worse than anything you could ever imagine.
Victims of the almighty Sarlacc, His Excellency hopes that you will die honorably. But should any of you wish to beg for mercy, the great Jabba the Hutt will now listen to your pleas.
Oh, please don't kill us. We won't do it again. Honest, we'll be good, mister. We was just fooling around is all.
Jabba, this is your last chance. Free us or die.
Episode 151 in the pit. All songs about being in the pit.
Sloshed in the mosh. Is that a song?
I don't know. All the moshing tracks coming at ya. I'm stoked on it.
How could you not be? I mean, DJ Matador was so stoked he was eating the microphone.
I constantly eat the mic because
it's the punk rock in him.
It's the American in me. I want to eat everything possible.
He's gonna make microphones great again.
Yep. Shit. I'm not that clever. Magma Mike.
Magma Mike.
You took way too long. Anyway,
well, at least you came through with something good. Like, it may have taken you a minute, but like, you came through with something good. So you got to give credit where credit's due. Anyway, there was hesitation, but we got Magma Mike out of it.
So
if anybody wants to call in to Rhyme and Treason, I don't know how we would do that, but if you called in to Rhyme and Treason and want to be the new on-air personality, Magma Mike, we're hiring. We will pay you in beer if you show up to our house when we record.
Okay.
And you could be Magma Mike.
That sounds okay.
Send your resumes to rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com.
Anyway, gnarly moshing experiences. That's what this podcast is all about.
That's right. Getting sweaty in the pit.
I've been in many pits.
What's your most extreme hardcore pit experience, Matador?
All right, here we go. That's what I was waiting for you to ask. So the cockadree, And the
I'm sorry, the what?
Cockadry in the Tenderloin of San Francisco does not exist anymore.
The cockadry in the Tenderloin.
That's right, because someone got stabbed to death in the throat and face area and died in the venue, so it shut down.
Were you there?
No, but I was there.
But I was there like the weekend before.
1999, I was there. It was DRI, Total Chaos, Keepskate. I think that was it. Anyway, make a long story short, they had this bar that jutted out into like the mosh pit, and there was like all these Nazi moshers, and I was 18, and I was sober pretty much, and just in the corner, like trying not to die.
Wondering why the fuck there was Nazis anywhere in America,
so
ever.
The Nazis versus the punks versus the... They were, like, slamming people's faces into this, like, outlying bar. And it was, like, face-crushing insanity. And it was, like,
Nazi punks, fuck off!
Until, like, 2:30 or 3 in the morning was the other weird thing. Like, it's, like, 1999. And it was, like, what... It was so gnarly, man.
Like dudes with white shoelaces in their Doc
Martens.
Oh, gardens.
Yeah. You got the red suspenders and the black beater and the mohawk. And then they were just elbowing people
like the,
in the face.
The
then, like,
American History X outfit.
Like went more extreme as the shows went on. And like by the time it was DRI, it was like people were like physically getting their face slammed into the sidebar and faces are being caved in, and it was so gnarly, dude.
Jesus.
I'm not surprised, like, 2 years later, someone got stabbed to death in there.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, it
so,
was so fucking all right, gnarly.
So here's a question. Like, what show did you go to expecting a gnarly pit and ended up being like, this is so
That
weak?
Would be Slayer.
Slayer was the weakest pit?
Well... The first time I
You'd
saw
figure
Slayer,
there's like
it was
massive meathead dudes that just want to wreck
the
shop.
The first time I saw Slayer in the it was called the Armory in Salem, Oregon. Anyway, it was not mellow, but tolerable. It was the Lamb of God, Slayer, a bunch of bands.
That sounds like Burn Incense and Get High kind
of
show.
No, they were. It was still gnarly, but it was like tolerable. It wasn't anywhere near what I'm describing, faces being smashed into the speakers and stuff. Anyway,
right.
To make a long story short, I saw him again in like 2012, and there was kids there, and it was like no moshing of any kind. Then I just recently saw the Slayer farewell tour.
The wheelchair tour.
And anyway,
with like two people from Slayer.
It was pretty freaking gnarly.
What is there, like two members of the band left?
There is 4 out of 5, I think.
Okay, that's not bad.
The guys died.
Yeah, no, I know.
No, sorry, 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Because the drummer quit too.
Yeah. Well, if you've ever seen Spinal Tap, you know that keeping a drummer is by far the hardest thing any band can do.
Anyway, here comes some Anthrax. That was the greatest thing of that Slayer reunion show, seeing Anthrax. I felt like I was in the 80s. Caught in the mosh.
Was it like, remember that movie, Judgment Night?
I think I do. Mario Van Peebles?
And the soundtrack to it was all these, like, mashups, and it was like Biohazard and Cypress Hill. And whatever. It was like the ultimate 90s album you would ever hear. Like, oh god, it was so great. So, it was like House of Pain was actually in the movie.
Wow.
Like, yeah, that's how good it was, folks.
Alright, episode 151, In the Pit. Here comes some shredding shit. Rhyme.
And Bootstraps of Treason. I did not see that coming. See what I did there? Not see that coming?
Come into your town tonight. Another day out on the road. We're turning up the power. Gonna make some heads explode.
Whoa. Holy cow. Jeez. That was intense.
Episode 151 in the pit.
Woohoo! Did you guys, like, feel that shit? That was intense.
Yeah, moshing is kind of stupid, if you think about it.
I mean, yeah. I did end up with, like, what was later diagnosed as severe whiplash from all my, like, mosh pit slash headbanging days as a youth.
Because of the Metallica track?
Yeah, yeah. It had everything to do with fucking Metallica.
You listened to Whiplash, and then you went in the pit during a 311 show.
Yeah, actually. So, obscurely, I go to Vegas with my mom, right? She's there for work. So, I don't know if you've ever been to Las Vegas and had headphones on while you walk around the casino floors. You can't hear the beeps and the cheers and the all the fucking distractions. You hear your music and you see what's going on, and you see it from this, like, weird, like, you're one of the cameras in the ceiling kind of perspectives that it's hard to describe if you've never done acid, but it's like seeing yourself outside of yourself. And being able to remove that dynamic of Vegas was really fucking interesting. So I'm walking around the casinos with my headphones on, in my own fucking world, seeing shit in my own way that the casinos can't distract me with their bullshit. And I'm just, you know, boom, stop here, throw $5 down, win 40. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. And I see this sign, and it's like 311 playing at the Hard Rock Cafe. No way, dude, I like 311. Let's go check that shit out. Walk up to the counter, it had just opened. I'm like, hey, you guys got tickets? Sure, yeah, whatever. I get into the show later in the evening. It is packed like fucking sardines. It is slammed full, like oversold by 300. Intensely dense down at the stage. I'm like third row, center stage, right up almost on the railing. The whole place is jumping up and down like a massive hive with such intensity that I actually had to leave the room, like get as far away from the crowd as possible, because I was feeling so claustrophobic and like this feeling of like, dude, if anything fucking happens, we're going to trample each other and all die. And I don't want to be there. And I mean, of all the shows that Matador and I have been to, like, you would have no idea. Like, the intensity level of some of those pits is unrivaled. Yet, in this moment, I was fucking scared. I was like, I gotta get out of here. It's like nothing I've ever been in before.
Yeah. Alright, like, one more story before we close out this show. I went to in Tahoe. It was NOFX and No Use for a Name.
Yeah, I was with you.
Oh, yeah. So I went down to
when
the
Fat
crowd.
Mike won like $500 at the craps table.
I went down to the crowd. These two girls were partying with me, and we like were having a great time during No Use for a Name. Anyway, make a long story short, No Use for a Name ended, and this thing was like tiered. It all had all these tiers of people, like, and these giant motherfuckers started like hopping the tiers and like smashing people. These two girls got their faces smashed into the railing, like in a matter of seconds. It was so gnarly.
And the guys were like so unapologetic about it too. They were just like, "Whatever, you shouldn't have been in my fucking way, whore," and pretty much all hell broke loose after that. Like, about
that was a crazy show.
Yeah, about like 30 people pretty much attacked those two guys. It was crazy. But speaking of like NOFX and like people getting offended and shit.
Yeah, what the? Yeah, screw those guys.
What the fuck was that
guy's game?
Dude,
I don't know.
Like, wow, that's some. So if you are unaware, the band NOFX, the punk rock band, known for saying some pretty fucking outrageous and outlandish shit in their time, and they've been around a long time. went a little too far at the punk rock bowling event in Vegas. Speaking of Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say anything about that, but we're going to close out the show.
No.
To avoid the controversy.
Matador.
Long time lover.
What's your take on the whole situation? Because here's the deal, folks. If you don't know, the band, during their performance in Las Vegas, basically said, well, at least it's not at a country concert. And
all right,
basically insinuating
this.
That, you know, you weren't going to get mass murdered by a gunman because they were at a punk rock show.
Let's say that was 1995. No one would give a fuck if they made that statement. Period. Everyone's so sensitive. It's the PC culture. And it's garbage. Should they have said that? Probably not. But everyone wants to hide behind their freaking internet status and announce some shit. It's like, oh, I can hate on you instantly times a million because I'm behind a fucking computer screen and there's no accountability. So I still like no offense.
So internet trolls are responsible?
Exactly. And I'll say this. Yeah, NoFX Live has declined badly. And yes, they're hard to watch live at this point. But they were great at one point.
They became a mockery of themselves.
They were totally that, but it's just and that might lead to just Slayer, give it up, final tour.
You're not the Eagles.
Exactly. They know they're just what are we doing out here? We're so out of touch. Get us out and, try to make a little more money off this farewell tour.
We shouldn't have done so much cocaine and hookers.
It's completely respectable.
I mean, if you were a musician and you have these windfalls where you have this number one song or whatever and you're making fucking all this money, right? What are you going to do other than cocaine and hookers? Of course that's what you're going to do because that's what you do. When you get famous, right? You do cocaine and hookers, generally at the same time, because then you can fuck the hookers longer, but it costs more because they're also doing your cocaine. But, I digress.
All right, we're closing out this show. In the pit. There's nothing to do with what you just said. All right, rhyme.
And ball pits of treason.
And the food.
So we get to the show, all right? And we get there, we sit out. I forget. I'm domesticated now. She's like, is there a brochure? I'm like, all right. We're looking around the stadium, brochure, whatever. Now, here's when you're too old to be going to concerts. First of all, the name of the bands is already a tragic mistake. Here's the opener. So you ready for this? Just the names. Anthrax, Megadeth, and Slayer. Okay, all right, did you hear? All right, you hear that? Let me tell you something about Slayer fans. That was the scariest time of my life when the Slayer fans showed up. That's the first time I feared my own race. I'm not even kidding you. I feared my own race. They look like the extras from Lord of the Rings. Right before Slayer came out, someone came out and
release the Slayer fans.
They came out of nowhere, under the ground, tattooing their faces.
Slayer! Slayer! We're here to witness Slayer!
And I'm hovering my wife, like, everything's gonna be okay. We're only gonna be on for like 15 minutes. Slayer, Slayer! We're gonna be safe. So Slayer's about to go on right before Metallica. The lights go out. Now, I forget I'm domesticated, so when the lights go out of show, I still get that giddy feeling. Show starting. Because I'm used to, you know, Beauty and the Beast. Why are they so mean to the Beast?
They don't get better, Daddy.
So... So the lights go out, and I hear, and I, is there a train coming? And I turn around, and there's about 500 Slayer fans, and they're heading right for the stage, and they're not using the aisles to get there. Chairs are being flung, people flying up in the air. I looked at my wife like, every man for himself. I don't... We're doomed, I'll see you on the other side. I get run over. I'm 45 years old, and this crowd knocks me down. By the way, not one Slayer fan said, excuse me.
Memorize every line. I spit it once, refuel, re-energize and rewind. I give sight to the blind, mind sight through the mind. I exercise my right to express when I feel it's time. It's just all in your mind, what you interpret it as. I say the fight, you take it as I'ma whip someone's ass. If you don't understand, don't even bother to ask. A father who has grown up with a fatherless past, who has grown up now to rap phenomenon that has, or at least shows, no difficulty multitasking and juggling both. Perhaps mastered his craft slash entrepreneur, who has helped launch a few more rap acts, who's had a few obstacles thrown his way through the last half of his career, typical manure moving past that. Mr. Kiss's ass crack, he's a class act. Rubber band man, yeah, he just snaps back. Come along, follow me as I lead through the darkness, as I provide just enough spark that we need to proceed. Carry on, give me hope, give me strength. Come with me and I won't steer you wrong. Put your faith and your trust as I guide us through the fog to the light. At the end of the tunnel, we gon' fight, we gon' charge, we gon' storm, we gon' march through the swamp, we gon' march through the marsh. Take us right through the doors. Come on, people up top, on the side, in the middle, come together, let's all fall and storm just a little. Just let it gradually build from the front to the back. All you can see is the sea of people, some white and some black. No matter what color, all that matters, we're gathered together to celebrate for the same cause. No matter the weather, if it rains, let it rain. Yeah, the wetter, the better. They ain't gonna stop us, they can't. We're stronger now more than ever. They tell us no, we say yeah. They tell us stop, we say go. Rebel with a rebel yell. Raise hell, we gon' let them know. Storm, push, shove, mush, fuck, push, until they bring our troops home. Come on, just come along, follow me as I lead through the darkness, as I provide just enough spark that we need to proceed. Carry on, give me hope, give me strength. Come with me and I won't steer you wrong. Put your faith and your trust as I guide us through the fog to the light. At the end of the tunnel, we gon' fight, we gon' charge, we gon' storm, we gon' march through the swamp, we gon' march through the marsh. Take us right through the doors. Come on. Imagine it pouring, swinging down on us. Marsh pits outside the Oval Office. Someone's trying to tell us something. Maybe this is God just saying we're responsible for this monster, this coward that we have empowered. This has been Laden. Look at his head nodding. How could we allow something like this without pumping our fists? Now this is our final hour. Let me be the voice in your
your strength and your choice. Let me simplify the rhyme just to amplify the noise. Try to amplify times it and multiplied by 16 million people are equal with this high pitch. Maybe we can reach Al-Qaeda through my speech. Let the president answer high anarchy. Strap him with an AK-47, let him go fight his own war. Let him impress daddy that way. No more blood for oil, we got our own battles to fight on our own soil. No more psychological warfare to trick us to thinking that we ain't loyal. If we don't serve our own country, we're patronizing a hero. Look in his eyes, it's all lies. The stars and stripes, they've been swiped, washed out and wiped, and replaced with his own face. Marsh now would die. If I get sniped tonight, you know why, as I told you to fight. Come along, follow me as I lead through the darkness, as I provide just enough spark that we need to proceed. Carry on, give me hope, give me strength. Come with me and I won't steer you wrong. Put your faith and your trust as I guide us through the fog to the light. At the end of the tunnel, we gon' fight. We gon' charge, we gon' storm. We gon' march through the swamp. We gon' march through the marsh. Take us right through the doors. Come on. And as we proceed to march through this desert storm, in these closing statements, if they should argue, let us beg to differ. As we set aside our differences and assemble our own army to disarm this weapon of mass destruction that we call our president, for the present and march for the future of our next generation to speak and be heard.